News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Barcelona, like a lot of cities around the world, has a major problem with pigeons. And unlike a lot of major cities around the world, they're taking a creative solution to their problem with pigeons. With us is Aina Nilauna, biologist, environmentalist, broadcaster and Irish Times contributor. Aina, how do you get a pigeon on the pill?
Well, I do not know. They're losing the run of themselves altogether. Apparently, they're going to put out seeds, the way people feed pigeons, with handfuls of seeds. And these seeds will be laced with some class of a contraceptive that they'll put into the seeds. The pigeons will eat them. They will feel the same as ever, but they will not be making babies anymore. They can do all the other activities, but no babies will happen.
Their libido will remain constant, but the productivity will be greatly reduced.
This is what we are told at any rate. But how they can only make sure that the pigeons eat it and that no other birds eat it or the dogs don't eat it after poisoning pigeons in the park. Remember that lovely song they had in England years ago, Poisoning Pigeons in the Park? Well, they're going to put the pigeons in the park on the pill, apparently, in Barcelona, in the hope of reducing the numbers.
Now, is this necessary? Because pigeons get a terrible rap. They are known effectively as the rats of the sky. Is that legitimate criticism?
Well, I don't live in Barcelona, so I don't know. But certainly, if you have a huge amount of pigeons in any place, they do a lot of droppings. The droppings may contain bacteria and diseases of various sorts. And you mightn't want that. In Ireland, if you have loads of pigeons on your building, what you do is you discourage them from coming there. You cover your buildings with nets, if it's that kind of an engineering works. You put nasty spikes on the windowsills so they can't land on it. But you don't actually kill them or anything. You deter them from your building. It's sort of a NIMBY, as it were. Not in my backyard, not in my building here. You know, that's what we do in Ireland because that's all we are legally allowed to do. All our birds are protected in Ireland under the Wildlife Act.
It is illegal to murder a pigeon.
It's illegal to murder a pigeon unless you get a special dispensation from the National Parks and Wildlife Service, the people who make the Wildlife Act and can give dispensations from that. And they do give dispensations for the removal of pests and things like that. But you or I can't willy-nilly go out and kill pigeons just for the crack. That is not allowed.
What about interacting with pigeons? Because you see people every now and then in our urban centres festooned in pigeons. And I always wonder if that is a hygienic thing to do.
Well, it's certainly against the law because in Dublin City, they're in charge of the bylaws of their parks. So there's a bylaw saying you cannot feed the pigeons in Stephen's Green. So people with themselves festooned in pigeons in Stephen's Green are breaking the bylaws of Dublin City Council. And they could be in trouble if they were caught and duly fined because that's what Dublin City are doing. Because too much food increases the number of pigeons because if you have food, you can live and breed. And also then the stuff that the pigeons doesn't eat is eaten by rats and other things you don't want in your place. So Dublin City Council are saying, do not feed the pigeons on our stamp. And if you don't feed them and they haven't enough food, we mightn't have so many of them. So this is what they're trying to do in Dublin. So people festooned with pigeons, apart from the fact that they might poo on them, I'm sure, how can you make a pigeon not poo on you? Look at the statues around the place covered in pigeon poo. So, you know, why would you do this if you had any kind of a tither or witch? Why would you festoon yourself with pigeons?
I will put that out to the minds greater than mine. If you have ever been festooned with a pigeon and want to explain your logic, 53106 or 087-1400-106. Aina, thank you very much. Aina Nilauna, biologist, environmentalist, broadcaster and Irish Times contributor.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.